Many of those in the path of last week's tsunamis were fishermen and their families. For them, the effects of the disaster will be long-term. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization is assessing the damage to South Asia's fisheries, and it's hoping to get survivors back to fishing in the next few months. We contacted Fernanda Guerrieri with the UN in Rome. She said some coastal communities rely almost entirely on fishing for their sustenance.
Definitely the fishery communities in the area is very, very dependent. I would say that 90% of their income is based on the catch that they get each day. And since in so very few cases they have the capacity to preserve the fish and to have good storage, I would say that they are really dependent on the day-to-day fishing catch that they are able to get.
So this is a big hit economically.
Yes, exactly. And what is one of the worst effects is also that the family have lost a lot of work power because the family has been really sometimes completely dismantled. Out of 8 members, maybe 2 or 3, maybe 4, or maybe 7 members have died. So now even the capacity to work and to sustain themselves and the rest of the family has been badly affected.
And what about nutrition? I mean, how dependent are these populations on eating the fish that's caught?
Of course, since their income comes from the fish and the preservation of the fish is very limited, the techniques for preservation, actually they are very dependent. There is a major source of proteins. They combine with some rice and vegetable, but actually in terms of intake of proteins, they are almost dependent only from fish.
What about the fish population itself? Were a lot of fish killed in the tsunami?
Yes, the fish, we don't have data, but yes, definitely. And also that another issue is aquaculture. In many countries like Thailandia, for example, there was a lot of aquaculture and that was giving good income to the local communities.
And there's a lot of aquaculture, fish farming in the area?
In Thailand, yes, you have aquaculture in brackish water. And when you have an intrusion of salty water, then the chemical composition of the water in which you have the shrimps, for example, changes. And then you need the reclamation of the areas of the aquaculture pond in order to rehabilitate aquaculture activities.
Can fish survive in the waters now? It seems like there must be a lot of debris and even human waste
exactly.
In the waters.
That is another problem. Apart that the infrastructure has been destroyed and then also all the ponds, but also there is a lot of debris that would be also very costly to reclaim the area.
You say you hope to get fishermen back at work in a month or maybe several months. But
yes, depends on the situation.
Well, with the pollution and debris and so forth in the water, do you think that is realistic?
Depends on the condition. Depends how much really the water and the capacity to transport the debris or if it's been cleaned, the debris itself. That is something that we are evaluating. Definitely certain area would be possible. In other areas may be very difficult. So we need still to evaluate in countries like, for example, Northern Sumatra, in the area like Northern Sumatra, the evaluation is very difficult. We don't have data. But already in Sri Lanka, we have seen that in certain points that it is possible and that we should start immediately.
Fernanda Guerrieri of the Food and Agriculture Organization in Rome, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.